Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. We are up to Sif Hei. We're the second to last line on page 104. Continuing our discussion of Kiddush b'Makom Suda, Kasu HaGa'inim, the Ga'inim write, Hada Ein Kiddush Ela b'Makom Suda, that which we say, that Ein Kiddush Ela b'Makom Suda, Afilu Ochal Dover Muat. It's considered a suda to satisfy kiddush b'makom suda, even if you ate a little bit. O shasa kos yayin, or you drank a cup of wine. Shechayev olav bracha, that you're chayev on it a bracha achrona. Yotza yidei kiddush b'makom suda. Doing one of those things, either eating a little bit, and we'll see more details obviously soon, or drinking a kos of yayin that you're chayiv on it a bracha achrona, you are yotze kiddush b'makom suda with that. The gomer sudasa b'makom acher, and then you can go to a different place and finish your suda over there without making a new kiddush. V'davka ochal lechem o shasa yayin. But it's specifically if you ate bread after the kiddush or you drank wine. Aval ochal peros lo. But if you only ate fruit, it's not good enough. Obviously, there are a lot of other foods we'll have to discuss, but so far the Shulchan Aruch says if you ate bread or drank wine, that counts as kiddush makom suda. But if you ate peros, that's not going to be enough. The Ramah says, ulefize, according to this, Hayamutr la moel ulesandik lishtos mikos shel mila b'shabes b'shachris. It will be permissible for the moel or the sanduk to drink the cup from the bismillah on Shabbos in the morning, im shosin kashir, if they drink the proper amount, and that will be for them kiddush makom suda. Avonogu litein latinok. But the minog is that we give that kos to a tinok. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chaf Aleph. Again, the Mechaber said that the Ga'inim write that which we say ain kiddush al makom suda is even if you ate a davar muat hainu al kol ponim shir kezayis. It has to be that you ate a shir of kezayis. Dahai shechayiv olav bracha, because that which the Mechaber says in the last line of 104, shechayiv olav bracha, atarvayu koy. It's going back on both. It's going back to which the Mechaber said afilu ochal davar muat. Oh, shasa kos yayin. Both things are included in shechayiv olav bracha. So either you have to have a kezayis of bread, or maybe other things as we'll see, or you drank a kos of yayin. Those two things both have to be that you were chayiv on it a bracha achrona. So the achilu would have to be a kezayis, and the drinking has to be a kos yayin that you're chayiv on it a bracha. How much is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Beis with bracha. Hainu kishir revius. So you have to eat either bread that's a kezayis, or you have to drink wine, the shir of a revius, shechayiv olav bracha achrona, because then you're chayiv bracha achrona on the yayin. V'sosam ha-mechaber kan kedas ha-poskim de lavracha achrona tzarech shir revius dafka. Now if you remember back to Chiluk Beis, it was a big machlokas when it comes to drinks, and yayin is included in that. Is the bracha achrona needed if you have the shir only of a revius? You have to have a lot, or even only a kezayis, which is much less. That was a big machlokas. And here the mechaber is being so same, like the one that says you need to have a revius for a bracha achrona. Va'pri megadim mitzadeh. The Pri Megadim leans to say that afilu im nomar ba'alma de la bracha achrona ain't tzaruch revius. Even if you hold in general that a bracha achrona does not require revius when it comes to drinking, le'inyan sheyia nikra b'mikom suda lo choshev b'pachos mirevius yayin. When it comes to kiddush makom suda, it could be you hold in general a bracha achrona is less than a revius. But when it comes to the chashivas of kiddush makom suda, in that case you need a revius. So it's not clear if it's paskening that you always need a revius, or maybe just over here, if the Kiddush HaKom Suda need a revius, a bracha achrona maybe less. But the bottom line is, the Mechaber tells us in the Ga'inim that to satisfy Kiddush HaKom Suda, you have to have either a kezayis of, as we'll see, bread, or you have to have a revius of yayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chav Gimel, once you have satisfied that chiyuv of kiddush makom suda, you could be gomer suudasa b'makom acher. Ayin le'el simin kuf ayin ches sif beiz b'haga. Look at Simin Kuf Ayin Ches in the Ramad Lechatchila Lo Yakor Mekoma B'li Birchas HaMazon. It sounds to the Mechaber, it's fine, get up and go somewhere else to eat your Suda, but really, we learned earlier in the Ramad, it's not so pashut, Lechatchila, you should not uproot from your place when you're in the middle of a Suda without benching first. Ach B'diyevet, Kesha'okar, but B'diyevet, if you did uproot, Ein Tzarech Levar Birchas HaMazon Mikodem. You will not have to make a Birchas HaMazon on your old food in your new place before you eat weiter, Elo Achar Gemar HaSuda. But if you change locations, you can continue eating in the new place, and then you'll make one brachas hamazon afterwards for both portions of your suda. Sivkotan chavdala b'mokom acher, you can continue your suda in somewhere else. Here's the Ikar point. V'sham ein tzarech levarech od al hakos kodem sheyisod. You do not need to make another bracha on a kos. You do not need to make a new kiddush. You make kiddush in place number one. You ate a kazayas of bread. You drank a revias of wine. You can go to a new place and you do not need to make another bracha on a kos. You do not need to make kiddush again. D'hakvar yotze yedei kiddush. You already yotze kiddush in the first place because you satisfy the rules of kiddush b'makom suda. Sivkaton chavhei. Is going at that which the Mechaber said that this is specifically that you ate bread or you drank wine. Says the Mishabura, V'kol shekenim ocha minei tagima mechamishas minim diyotza. So not only is it if you drank wine, certainly if you ate mizonos from the five grains, certainly you started like Kishma Kom Suda. So the Mechaber says hamotzi or hagofen, but Zokta Mishabura, certainly, if you had things that were mizonas that were from the chameshes aminim, you are yotze kiddush kam suda. Dehem chashivi tfei l'suda Shabbos miyayin. They're more chashiv to be considered a suda of Shabbos than wine. Aval sheicha u'sharmashki. But if you only had beer or other drinks, afilu imhayu chamar medina. If they, even though they satisfy the category of chamar medina, then maybe you can make kiddush on them. Ein yotze b'hem b'makom suda. They will not be satisfying the chiyuv of kiddush makom suda. Do lo soed halev kamo yayin. They do not satisfy like wine satisfies. V'ayim b'chidush ha'agon Rabbi Kiva Eger u'b'tosefes Shabbos shochichu. Look at Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tosefes Shabbos where they prove the lekamari shonim eino yotze yidei kiddush b'makom suda al yidei kos yayin. They say that according to some rishonim, you are not yotze kiddush b'makom suda by just drinking wine. V'alkein nirish she'ein lahokil bazeh el b'makom atchak. And therefore, says the Mishabura, you should only rely on satisfying kiddush b'makom suda by drinking wine b'makom atchak. Maybe like Pesach, where there's no mezono, some kind of other case of a tchak. So then you can rely on this, but not everybody agrees to that. Sivkotan chavav, the Mechaber said, bread, wine is okay. The Mishabura said, kol shekein, the five grains. But the Mechaber said, peros are not good. Says the Mishabura, the chameshes minim nikramazon. The five grains of mezonos, those are called mazon. V'yayin soed halev, and the wine satisfies the heart. Aval shor dvarim, but other things. Afilu ochal mehem harbe. Even if you ate a lot of them, eino choshev suda klal. That's not considered a suda. That does not satisfy kiddush makom suda. V'alkein, and therefore, mashe nohagim leilech lebeis chasson omila. That which some are knowing to go to the house of a chasson or to a brismila. Ve'ein shom kisonin achar kiddush rak mine megadim. And they don't have any mezonos there for after kiddush. They only have some kind of treats. Ein lo litom shom klal. You should not eat anything there after the kiddush. Velo sagi bamesha mekadesh shose kol hakos afshu masak revius. And it doesn't help you the fact that there's someone there making kiddush and he's drinking a revius of wine. Dezem mahani rak l'shose atzmo. That only helps the one who drank the wine. Avelo la'achem. It doesn't help the others. So if you go to a kiddush and all they have there is some watermelon and some vegetables and some candy, so Zokta Mishabura, you should not eat there because you're not going to be able to satisfy kiddush makom suda with that. Even though the person making kiddush is drinking a lot of wine, that's very good for him. He has kiddush makom suda. But if you're just being yotzei with this kiddush, you're not drinking that shir of yayin, you have not satisfied it, and therefore, according to what we're saying, you are not allowed to take part in any of those megadim that are there. We have pointed out other times, it's not brought down over here, there is a tshuva from a Moshe that says that if you're going to go home later and you're going to make kiddush at your actual suda, it would be okay to hear kiddush and to eat some of these other things, but most poskim, the Shibur does not bring that down, does not go with that, but there is a tshuva of Moshe, if one does need to be ma'ayin, there is a shaila that could be asked, b'shas hatchak, there is what to rely on. But Lamaisa was saying over here, if you had mizonos, if you had amotzi, if you had agafen, you satisfy kiddush makom suda, but if you're only having other things that are hadama or shahakal, you are not allowed to have them after the kiddush, because that is not a kiyum of kiddush makom suda. V'hine b'shilte giborim kosav, da'af b'peros dai. Here's a major leniency. The shilte giborim says that just having food after your kiddush is enough. D'chol Su'uda Shabbos Nechsheves Keva. Every Su'uda of Shabbos is considered a Kvius. And therefore, if that's what you have, fruit, that's going to be good enough for Kiddush Makom Su'uda. Achdas HaTur V'Shulchan Aruch Iker. B'zok T'magin Avraham, the sheet of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch is the Iker, that Peros do not count. But it's important to know that there is this sheet of the Shulta Giborim. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ach Im Cholash Libo Ktsas. If a person is not feeling great, the ain lo atom echamesha saminim lisod achar akos, he doesn't have any mezonos to eat after the kiddush, das eza achronim di esh lismoch ala shilta giborim b'shachris. It is the opinion of some achronim that you can rely on that lenient sheet of the shilta giborim in the morning, ava belailo bivade ein lismoch alav. At night, for sure, you should not rely on the shilta giborim, but during the day, you can rely on him in this shas atchak, deshore poskim lo svilu kavosei. Because other poskim, the whole of the shilta giborim, and therefore at night, where we know the kiddush is more serious, it's a daraisa, and therefore one should not be mekayim, even b'shas atchak, kish makal suda at night with peros. But during the day, if he has nothing else, all he has is the fruit or whatever else he has, so then b'shas atchak, the achronim do say that you can rely on the shilta giborim for your kiddush makom suda to be with peros. Sivkotan chav zayin. So this is going on the Ramah, and there's going to be a few interesting points on this. The Ramah said, according to what we're saying in the Mechaber, it would be mutter for the mole of the sandik to drink from the coast of the Mila on Shabbos morning if they're drinking the proper shir. Says the Mishabura, dahainu sheyishta shir revius. If you would drink a revius of yayin, so that would count as your kiddush makom suda. V'yesh omrim she'eno yotze yidei kiddush b'mekom suda afilu yishta shir revius. Some say drinking just a revius of yayin is not enough to satisfy kiddush makom suda. Rak tzorech lishtos revius yayin milvad akosho kiddush. They say no, it has to be an extra revius. You first have to drink what your chiyav of kiddush is, which is a melo lugmav, and then you have to drink an additional revius. So there are those who say that a revius is not enough. You need the kiddush, which is melo lugmav, plus an additional revius. Now, if you look at the Shaar Tzion over here, a very important Shaar Tzion, and then we'll see an important note, and then we'll see a bir halacha. The Shaar Tzion says, Hudas alavush. This chumrah that says you need not only a revius, but also the kosher kiddush, that's a sheet of the levush. The rabu achronim ha'omnim b'shitaso. Many achronim go with this levush. Umikom akom, b'kiddush shel shachris. When it comes to the kiddush during the day, yesh lismoch al ha-mekilinim ein lo yayin kolkach. You could rely on the more lenient shita that all you have to drink is a revius if you don't have so much wine. And in note 37, they point out, v'chein horach hazanish, she-bekiddush shel shachris dai bekosh shel kiddush kidei la'achshiva mokum sudav lo tzarech kos nosefes. The Chazanish agrees with this. If it's Shabbos morning, you just need the kosh shel kiddush, you could just drink your revius, and that's all you need. But continues the Shaar Tzion, aval bekiddush shel laila ein lahakil bazeh. But when it comes to the kiddush at night, you should not be lenient about this. Vafilu im yishta od kos echad balayel milvadze. And even if you're going to drink an additional cup, you'll have two kosos of wine at night. Gam kein yesh laayin and nismochaze. It still needs investigation if you can rely on this. Dekama rishonim chokum alze. Because various rishonim argue on this. Kemosha kosa bechadusha rikiv eger. Like is brought down in chadusha rikiv eger. And we saw this already earlier in the Mishavura. The rikiv eger brings down that one should not rely on this. But the Chavos Chaim is saying, Lamaisa, that although the Mishnah Berurah says that if you drink the sheer revius, you're okay, the Yesh Omer and the Levush says it has to be a revius besides the Koshal Kiddush, so it's a Mulalugma plus a revius. But the Shaar Tzion points out that you could rely on the more lenient Shita in the morning Kiddush, but at the night Kiddush, not only can you not rely on the lenient Shita, it's not even so pusha to rely on the more machmir Shita to have the extra coast, to have two coasts of Yayim, because L'maisa Rikiv Eger does bring down from some Rishonim not to satisfy Kiddush Makom Suda at all when it comes to Yayim. Now, two other interesting points. Number one is note number 35 addresses the following interesting Shaila, and there's a few interesting answers, and that is Ramoja said that if you're having the coast of the Brismila, so then, l'chora, according to the Mechaber, that you could satisfy kiddush makom suda with drinking a kos of yayin. So if, as long as you drink the proper shir, you'll satisfy kiddush makom suda after the bismillah. So says note 35, v'av shemekayim ba'oso kos shtei mitzvos. Even though by using the kos of the milah as also your kos of kiddush, You are really doing two mitzvahs on one coast. V'harei ein osim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. We have a klal in Shas that we don't bundle mitzvahs together. We don't make benching and kiddush on the same coast. We don't join two mitzvahs together. So kosav b'shalom shivoshet olay. Rav Osner explains shelo nechshav chavilas chavilas to be yotzei your kiddush with the coast of the milah is not considered bundling mitzvos. Ela b'shtei mitzvos sha'osa osam b'shtei pulos. That only applies when you're doing two actions for the two mitzvos. Alam osa rak pula achas. If you're doing only one action, u'mechavein lotzeis boi yidei chova shtei mitzvos, all you're doing is holding a coast and making a boy priagothin. That is satisfying the coast shel milah and also the coast shel kiddush. You're doing one action, holding the coast and making a boy priagothin. So therefore, Rav Osner says, einu b'chlalza, that's not considered chavilos chavilos. That's pshat number one. Od bir b'zeh b'shanshus or letzion. The Oral Tzion says another Gishmak Pshat, Shedin Chavilos Chavilos Nemar Dafka B'Shtei Mitzvos Achayovos B'Kos. This problem of Chavilos Chavilos is only two mitzvos that are both required to have a kos. Kevan Shemishamish L'Shtei B'Kos Echot. So you're using one kos for two different mitzvos that each require a kos. That's a problem. Aval Birchas HaBris, the bracha that you make by a bris mila on a kos, Harei Eino Mechayeves B'Kos Mikra Din. The bris mila does not require a kos Mikra Din. K'mavur B'Shulchan Aruch L'Kamon. Shebi Yom Kippur Mevarach Oso B'Li Kos. Shulchan Aruch says on Yom Kippur, you do the bris mila without a kos. So you see, you don't absolutely need a kos, and therefore we don't say chavilos chavilos when you're making the kiddush on the kos and the milah on the kos, because the milah really doesn't need the kos. V'hosav agon Rav Yashiv, Rav Yashiv adds on to that, shele birchas hamilah ein makor b'gemara, the whole bracha on the milah, there's no source in the gemara, v'eina ela mishum kavod ha-mitzvah, it's only there because of the kavod ha-mitzvah, v'lochein ein zeh b'chlal shtei mitzvah, zeh b'chlal shtei mitzvah. So therefore, that's how the posim explain why there's no problem of that which the Rambam is saying, that if they drank the proper shir, they could be yotzei the brachos on the milah and the bracha of kiddush together, it's not a problem of chavilos chavilos. Now there's a very important bi'alocha over here. If you turn back to page 104 on the bottom, this is a famous gra that the bi'alocha brings down on the words kasu ha'goinim of the mechaber ubesefer ma'aser rav kasav shagra af bekiddush hayom lohaya mekadesh elo b'mekom suuda gemura velo mine targima oyayin. It's brought down in the ma'aser rav that the gra, even by the daytime kiddush, did not make kiddush unless it was mamish b'mokom suuda gemura, where he was going to wash, not when he was going to just have just mezonos or yayin. The gra did not rely on any of that. That is a shita of the gra that kiddush b'mokom suuda must be at the actual suuda, not like we are knowing that we have mezonos there or we have a kos of yayin. He only had it where he was going to wash. And if you look at note number 39, he points out, umi sha'ocha mine mezonos acha kiddush hayom, one who was in shul and he only had mezonos after the daytime kiddush. Kasa b'shalosh shuvah salmas chaim. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld writes, shekishebo lechol es sudaso ha'ikoris, when he goes home ready to eat his Shabbos suda, zikr suda, vaday nochon sheyachzor v'yakadesh sheinis kodem asuda. It's for sure the right thing to do to go back and make another kiddush before the actual suda, so your actual suda where you're washing also has a kiddush before it. Let's see one more short sif vav. The mechaber says, v'im kiddush bebeiso, a person made kiddush in his house, v'shama shcheino, and his next door neighbor heard the kiddush, v'shulchano aruch lefanav, and his next door neighbor's table was set in front of him, yotzei ba, he's yotzei with his neighbor's kiddush, d'shapir havei b'mekom suda, because he's sitting in his house where he's going to eat the suda, he heard the kiddush there, that's called kiddush b'mekom suda. U'kigon sheneskavin hashomeir lotzeis u'mashmir lehotzi. But the only way it works is if he had in mind to be yotzei, and the one who was making kiddush had in mind to be motzi him. So as long as all the kavanas were there, so then it would be okay. You don't have to drink the wine. As we learned earlier, that was the chumrah of the briskarav that said Shabbos you have to drink the wine. Friday night, for sure you don't have to. There's a mitzvah to drink, not a chiyuv. Shabbos day, most poskim, you don't have to drink the wine. So that wouldn't be a problem. So Reuven is sitting in his house making kiddush. Shimon is next door, the table set, ready to go. He hears the kiddush. As long as Reuven and Shimon each had in mind to be yotzei and to be motzi, Shimon can hear that kiddush, eat a suda, that counts as kiddush makom suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon Chav Ches Vim Kiddush. V'hu adin da'afilu l'chadchila yochol l'kaddush bebeiso kedei sheyishma shcheinu hadar bebayis acher. This is not only if it happened, this is adin l'chadchila, like the Mishnah Berurah, that you can make kiddush in your house so loud that your neighbor hears it next door and he can be yotzei over there. V'im shcheinu eino yodea ba'atzmo l'kaddush, but if your neighbor next door does not know how to make kiddush himself, Mahania Kiddush Shelo Afilu Hu Eino Ochel Ba'atzmo. If your next door neighbor doesn't know how to make Kiddush, then not only could you make Kiddush for him, you could even make Kiddush for him in your house without you drinking. Like we discussed, Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh, I can make Kiddush for someone else, even if I'm not taking part in the grape juice, because I'm helping him be Mekayim Mischiyuv, according to everyone, if he doesn't know how to make the brach himself. According to some, even if he knows how to make the brach himself, but here we're going with the everyone. So Zakta Mishabur, if the neighbor does not know how to make Kiddush himself, my Kiddush for him will help, even if I don't take part of any of the wine, like we learned earlier in Siv Dalid. V'ayin Moshe Kasad Nusham, Siv Katan Chaf, look what we said earlier, yesterday, in Siv Katan Chaf. Od kasav magen avrom. Do I think it should mekadesh ala pas? The same thing is true to make kiddush on bread. Sheyachol levarach lem hamotzi. You could also make the hamotzi in one house, and they could be satisfying their chiyuv of kiddush next door. V'shulchanu aruch se kadon chavtes. The case of the mechaber is his table was set. Does his table need to be set? Something mishabura near the lav dafka. It's not specific that his table was set. Elohu adin, the same thing would be true. Kisherotze laroch hashulchan. If he then wants to set his table, lecho la'altari, right away, gam came on, it also helps. Kevan shayadaito lazeh b'shasa kiddush, since that was his kavana. When he heard the kiddush, he was going to hear kiddush, then he was going to set the table and he's going to eat, that's also fine. It's lav dafka, the table was set and ready to go. V'kanal b'siv gimel b'haga. And sifkatan lamadu kagon shen eskavin, but again, they both have to have kavana for each other. Lav dafka b'inyan zeh. It's not only in this case where it's two neighbors, one's being motzi, the other one is kiddush, they both have kavana. Dehu adin b'chol shem mekadesh l'acherim din hachi. Anytime one person makes kiddush for others, the mekadesh has to have in mind to be motzi them, the listeners have to have in mind to be yotze. Ukishah shliach tzibur mekadesh v'beis hamedesh zmanenu. Nowadays, as some shuls have kiddush in shul, so there's a kiddush in shul that's being made, lo yotza shomeya afilu im niskavin. If you hear Friday night kiddush and shul, even if you have kavana to be yotze, you're not yotze. V'hu rotze lisot shamachakach. You decide this week you want to eat in shul. You listen to the kiddush of the gabbai or the rav, whoever makes kiddush, and you want to have in mind to be yotze. It does not work for you. Elim kain niskavin hashel tzibur lohotzio. Unless you specifically tell the chazan to have you in mind. If you look at the Shaar Tzion and Os Lamed Aleph, he says haynu dehayom hu mechavin rak mishum minhug. Those who are making kiddush and shul nowadays are not having in mind to be motzi others. It was originally established because there were guests there that were being yotzi with the kiddush. Nowadays, in general, it doesn't happen. So the kiddush is tam minhug. And therefore, even though we say normally the Shiatzibur has in mind everyone, in this case he doesn't. The Shiatzibur has in mind just the minhug. So if you this week, for some reason, want to eat in shul, you can be yotzi in this kiddush, but you would have to inform him before that he should have you in mind the kiddush and make it a real kiddush. Then it would be 100% fine to hear his kiddush and then to have your suda in shul. We'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.